Survey, 1 in 5 young Americans has a positive view of Osama bin Laden. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 27, 2023. 1 in 5 young Americans has a positive view of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden, according to the latest JL Partners/Daily Mail survey. The survey asked respondents, how would you describe your view of Osama bin Laden? Across the board, 81% say they have an at least somewhat negative view of the famed terrorist behind the September 11th terrorist attacks. Of those, 76% have a completely negative view. Just 8% have an at least somewhat positive view. And of those, 4% have a completely positive view of bin Laden. However, those results drastically shift when broken down by age groups, as 20% of those between the ages of 18 to 29 have an at least somewhat positive view of bin Laden. Of those, 8% have a completely positive view, compared to 52% who have an at least somewhat negative view. Further, 17% of those 18 to 29 have a mix of positive and negative feelings about the terrorist leader, and another 11% said they don't know. In comparison, 14% of those ages 30 to 49 have an at least somewhat positive attitude toward bin Laden, who was shot and killed in 2011 by United States Navy SEALs of SEAL Team 6, with that figure continually decreasing among older Americans. More via Daily Mail. 8% of the Gen Z age group said both bin Laden's views and actions were good, while 23% said his views were good but his actions were bad. Overall, 81% of American voters said they had negative views of him, while just under 1 in 10, 8%, viewed him positively. 14% said the terrorist leader had some good in terms of either his views, actions or both, while 70% said both his views and actions were bad. The results show the growing disconnect between the reality of what occurred among those who were born after September 11, 2001, or were too young to remember. The distressing findings also coincide with young Americans making waves on the Chinese-owned app TikTok, recirculating bin Laden's 2002 letter in which he attempted to justify the 9/11 terrorist attacks, which resulted in the death of 2,977 people. Thousands more were injured. Yet, many young TikTokers have asserted the U.S. is, perhaps, just as bad. I'm not about to sit here act like bin Laden's just the worst person in the world when America has literally been terrorizing people since the beginning of history, one TikTok user said, touting the anti-American revisionist history pushed by the radical left by repeating the lie that America is literally built on terrorizing people. When what's his name, fucking, whatever the guy's name is that discovered America and found the land, he lied, the user continued. Put yourself in their shoes, 3,000 people died on September 11th. Compared to the millions that Americans have killed in Palestine, the young woman added. And that is just one small example, as others have urged others to read bin Laden's letter in a sympathetic way. If you have read it, let me know if you are also going through an existential crisis in this very moment. Because in the last 20 minutes, my entire viewpoint on the entire life I have believed, and I have lived, has changed, one influencer claimed. Well, these people are, of course, massive idiots. Representative Mike Gallagher, RY, told Breitbart News when asked about this trend. I just came from watching the footage that the Israeli embassy compiled about the October 7th attack. It is horrific, Gallagher, the chair of the Select Committee on China, said. You are seeing Hamas kill infants and behead innocent civilians with garden hose. These images are disturbing and show the true face of evil. So for someone on TikTok to suggest that this is America's fault, or that bin Laden, who killed thousands of innocent Americans, was right, is absolutely disgusting, he added. The results of the survey come to no surprise. However, when one considers the anti-America rhetoric the left constantly feeds to young Americans. Related video, CNN's Fanon, Trump. Osama bin Laden, both terrorists who committed horrific acts against Americans. A recent Salon piece, for instance, asserts that individuals such as House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, share Osama bin Laden's radical views, essentially equating him to the 9/11 mastermind. Related video, MSNBC's Reid, Trump incited violent white extremism much the way bin Laden did. That aside, TikTok has since claimed it is working to remove such content. Content promoting this letter clearly violates our rules on supporting any form of terrorism, TikTok said in the statement. We are proactively and aggressively removing this content and investigating how it got onto our platform. Related video: MSNBC's Hayes compares pro-gun Republicans to Osama bin Laden.